guys, so today in our English lesson, we are going to be thinking about the first paragraph in our newspaper report. So what you should have done already is you should have completed your boxing up using your story that you wrote before. So using the key events from that story and turning it into the boxed up version that you will then apply to your newspaper report. So we're thinking about the first paragraph today. Now, if you remember, we said that the first paragraph had the five W's in it. Okay, and if you have a look on your English lesson sheets for today, it says what goes into paragraph one. So it says, what happened? Where did it happen? When did it happen? Who was involved? And why did it happen? Okay, so we want to give a rundown of the events that happened without giving too much away. So this paragraph will probably not be that long, and if you look at the original one from Caravan Crushed, from my version, you will see that really it's only one sentence long. But as long as it has all those key elements to it, that's all that matters. You can write more than one sentence, obviously, that is fine. But we don't want to tell the whole story in this one paragraph. We just want those five W's. Okay, so if you have a look on the first sheet that you've got where it says what goes into paragraph one, you will underneath see what a good one looks like. Now, I have taken the first paragraph from that original newspaper report and I have highlighted where I have written about each of those five W's. You can see yesterday I've highlighted that yellow, so that's when it happened. Two boys, that's who was involved. Narrowly escaped death, that's what happened. When a pylon collapsed on top of an old caravan they were playing in, that's why it happened. And then it says on Muggy Moss Road, that's where it happened. So I've got straight to the point. I have included those five W's and I have thought carefully about the facts that I need to include in that paragraph without giving away too much information. Now, on that same page, underneath, it says other things to remember. Now, this is really, really important. We have spent so much time working on remembering our capital letters and our full stops, and we need to carry on working on that. So just because you're not working in your English book, you still need to remember that every single sentence starts with a capital letter and every sentence ends with a full stop. Okay, we still need to work on that quality vocabulary. So remember all that work we've done about thinking of really good words that we can put in our writing to make them as interesting as possible. We still need to be thinking of that. So if you have written your first paragraph, or when you've written your first paragraph rather, I want you to look at it again. Now, however long that is, whether it's one sentence or whether it's five, it doesn't really matter. You need to think about, have I included interesting words? Have I included words that Miss Guildford and Miss Woodings would be really impressed with? Or are they a bit boring? Could I make them better? Now, what you could do to make them better is you could just have a think. You might have some of the words in your head now you've looked back at it. You could have a look on the internet, see if you could, if you Google the word that you've got and put synonyms with it as well, you should be able to find some other ones. Now remember, synonyms are words that mean the same thing, okay? Or you could ask somebody at home. Maybe you've got an older brother or sister that might be able to think of a better word, or maybe your mum or dad or whoever's at home could help you as well. So have a think about that. Remember, when you're choosing a new word, you need to make sure that it makes sense, because although some things might mean the same, they might not make sense in the context of the sentence that you're writing. And also something else you need to remember is neat handwriting. We have all worked super duper hard on our handwriting, and just because you're at home doesn't mean that I won't be checking to see how neat your writing is. Okay, so I want to see some brilliantly neat writing, the neatest writing you can think of. And I will be giving out dojos for anyone who sends it me back and I can see good writing there. Okay. Remember, once you have finished writing it, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have finished. You need to check it. Can you make it more interesting? Can you edit it? Can you improve it? But today's lesson, we are only doing that first paragraph. Okay. Paragraph one.